Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. As always, thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Today's sponsors, which are the same two sponsors for pretty much every podcast I've ever done, but Creative Technology and Innovation, an organization that will help you apply John Boyd's OODA Loops to what you are trying to decide. John Boyd's OODA Loops are observe, orient, decide, act with a series of feedback loops designed to better improve the decision-making process. Creative Technology and Innovation. And the now available novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available in ebook stores everywhere and available as a paperback anywhere you want. So not only can you take it on an airplane and read it in the first 10 minutes, but you can also read it in the last 10 minutes. There is something to be said for having paper, because paper is not electronic, and electronic devices have to be turned off at takeoff and landing. So, Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available as an airplane quick read. Anyway, today I'm releasing, as always, my Hub Pages article a little late because I'm struggling and I'm behind at work and trying to get caught up, and I'm behind at home trying to get caught up with moving crap. But the reality is right now that you know, the situation is moving forward, the boxes are slowly but surely beginning to disappear, and of course, I released the new Hub Pages article today. Today, I'm focusing on expanding on the concept of artists and copyrights. First, I want to point out that you know, I am an artist in the sense that I'm a writer, and as a writer, I don't like it when people quote me to me and don't realize they're quoting me to me. It's perfectly acceptable to quote something that you read, that you liked, but do be careful that you don't quote someone to themselves. Somebody did that to me the other day and then told me I wasn't that person. Went back, found the article, looked at the name, read it, and said, oh, that was you. And it's fine. I'm not going to be punitive and angry and, you know, run around with the copyright enforcement stick and beat the living crap out of anybody that, violates my copyright. Rather, it is just, you know, it's interesting. But that copyright as an artist is so important. And it's more than simply the presence of a copyright. It is the support for the building of the support, the structure around, the whole process whereby people are able to create without fear of someone else taking it. That's really the reality that we're in right now. There's a number of lawsuits going on against OpenAI and other AI companies, all in the focus area of you guys violated the copyright, and therefore you used copyrighted materials without permission. It's a bad thing, but it's also one of those, you know, kind of people are looking at this problem and beginning to realize that it's a lot bigger than they thought. So what I like to do is break the issue down into two distinct components. There is, and actually technically three. So today, you can go to a website, there's a number of them out there, and you can use text to create an image or a video. Right, I can say, show me a picture of a man sitting on a park bench, smoking a cigar, watching the sunset over the ocean. And it'll pull back that image, right? I'll see a person sitting on a park bench. You see the ocean in front of them, right? They're clearly there. They're clearly able, you know, to see the ocean. They have a cigar. You can see the smoke coming off the cigar, right? That's an image. Now, that is a unique image in the sense that it came out of my mind into the interactive art program or you know, chat GPT generated art program. But the reality is, it is also something that is not net new if they used copyright materials, and they are also using and combining non-copyrighted materials. So even though it is something new, it is not something created outside of the human experience, right? The chat system garners the information from human sources. The human source, me, creates the concept of the image, and then it's generated, right? So that's one kind of generated intellectual capital, human prompted, ChatGPT, and human delivered. The other form is a human being does it, right? The creative. I have a friend who's a visual artist. He's amazing. Absolutely love his work. Share his work. I have another friend that's a visual artist that I share her work as well all the time because they're brilliant. What they do is amazing. It's just beyond an incredible experience to see visually what they're looking at. What are they doing visually? So I'm a big fan of how people promote these kind of things and how people move forward with these things. So that's the second tier, right? So first tier is, you know, kind of human prompt, GPT driven. And then you have, completely human driven. And then the last thing, you know, is somewhere in the future, you're going to have something created entirely by a machine intelligence that has no human input, no structure other than the machine intelligence creating it. So that's, you know, that's all very interesting stuff. And when we think about that, what I'm arguing is that every artist that creates digital and physical files should have a personal watermark. Now, when I say watermark, I don't mean the watermarks that used to be on the, you know, the back of a printed Word document, you know, classified, a top secret, or draft. Not those kind of watermarks. I'm actually talking about an embedded set of numbers that for a digital image would be in the lower right corner of the image. And all images should have them, right? If it's public domain, then there should be a public domain watermark. And that way, if the watermark is removed, then that image is immediately suspect, right? You know that image was stolen. So that fixes problem one. Problem two is that artist has a specific numeral set for them. And that basically that watermarked number will allow them to share information freely on the internet because nobody can steal that. They copy it. The minute they copy it, you know, they're creating a situation where that number is is available. And then the minute somebody turns it in, right, says, hey, this is a blah, blah, blah original. No, it's actually a copy of the blah, blah, blah original. Then, you know, that person can go after the other person for the criminal offense of stealing the copyright and illegally copying an image, right? That's the good stuff that'll happen, right? That's the iterative process we can use with that digital watermark to allow artists the freedom to circulate their work, right, to get their stuff out there. To share, right? So that's one. The other thing that I think we have to take a look at is we have to rewrite the copyright laws. We have to make it a much bigger offense to do it, but we have to make it a much smaller offense to do it as well. Bigger offense in the sense that if an organization does it with intent for profit, that percentage of a profit goes to the artist. If it's an accidental thing, like I just said, like I started out with, you know, the other day, somebody quoted me to me and didn't know it was me. Okay, that's cool. I don't have any need to pound you into the ground because you did that. But the reality is, you know, pay attention. Honor the copyrights where they come up. Anyway, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Have a great day.